Daniel, it's Michael. Brother, I just got your messages through Messenger. I'm on my way to get me a coffee this afternoon, so bear with me with the interruption. But brother, I just want to encourage you, man. You got to trust God. You've got to trust God. You, first of all, there's so many things I could tell you. I can't give you trust in God, but I can encourage you to do so. I can encourage you to grab a hold of Him and believe that He's real and He's more aware of everything that you're going through and what your kids will go through than you could ever imagine. He's more concerned about it than what you can possibly understand. Daniel, I can tell you so many things, so many stories, okay? The reason why I can tell you so many stories is because I've had so many experiences with God, and you're going to have the same thing if you'll trust Him. One day, you will go through this, and you'll be able to turn around and strengthen those behind you. I don't have time to tell you the stories right now because I got a guy who's going to now meet me. My friend's calling me to meet me for lunch. But, brother, here's the thing. God doesn't have grandchildren. So your children are not God's grandchildren. They are His children. Anyone who loves mother or father, brother or sister, wife or children more than me is not worthy of me. You got to remember that sometimes God calls people to separate. Mark 10:28-30. Jesus hears from Peter. Peter says, Lord, we've left everything to follow you. And Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who's left, father or mother, brother or sister, wife or children, fields or homes for my sake, will not fail to receive 100 times as much in this life. Now, if you leave because you're loving God, in other words, it's not that you're leaving. I think she's divorcing you. I don't know the whole deal. This is seen as you suffering for Jesus Christ. If you are taking a stand for Christ and your wife is not coming along with you, and so God is going to allow her to have a hardened heart, and God sees that she's getting in the way of what He wants to do in your life, He may, in the finality of this, He may run her off. It sounds like that's what's happening. She's hardening her heart, and maybe she's running for the hills, okay? Yes, you have children involved in it. Yes, God has many, many lessons He wants to teach you about how He sees this whole thing and how you got yourself into this to begin with. There's all kinds of things God wants to teach you, okay? But the first thing you got to do is you got to believe the principles of the Word of God. You are holding firm to your faith. The Bible says, if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. If she leaves and takes everything and takes the kids, don't demand them back. That a principle applies to everything, because the Bible says everything belongs to the Lord. Your children, your possessions, your money, everything, even your body belongs to the Lord. So if your ex-wife takes anything from you, Daniel, including your children, you must understand today, in this moment, right now, and you will never have an excuse for not believing this afterwards, God has allowed it. There is nothing your ex-wife, there is nothing the devil, there is nothing even the president of the United States can do to Daniel apart from the Lord's will. Jesus taught the disciples, even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. He said, are not 2 sparrows sold for 5 pennies, yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from the will of your Father in heaven. Brother, God loves you if you love Him and are obeying Him. The Bible says the man who loves God is known by God. So I ask you, is the Spirit of Christ in you? I ask you, are you obeying Jesus Christ as best as you've known how? And are you seeking to obey His words? Because if you're not obeying His words, then you're not a Christian. John 8:31-36 makes that so clear. If you are obeying His words and striving to seek Him and know Him, you can know you are a true child of God, and God will work every single thing, Romans 8:28, that happens in your life. He will engineer the circumstances so they will all come out for your good, and it's for, and for His glory, because you love Him and because you've been called according to His purpose. It is an absolute ironclad guarantee. See, now, if I were some guy on the radio and some famous, you know, pastor, minister, and sold all these books and all that kind of stuff, you could have a tendency right now to doubt and say, yeah, but that's for you. You're some kind of a big shot. Maybe God's doing something for you He won't do for me. Guess what? The devil can't tell you that about me. I'm a nobody. I'm not affiliated with any church. I'm not affiliated with any denomination. I'm not affiliated with any ministry. I'm not affiliated with any organization. I'm affiliated with the Almighty and Son. I'm just a guy who got that Bible out by myself and realized my life was headed in a dreadful direction. I had no peace. I started to trust God, and God opened his eyes, opened my eyes to see the truth, and gave me an extraordinary relationship with him. I have the greatest life of any person I know. I do not know a single human being on this planet that I personally know that is more blessed than I am. Oh, I know people that have a lot more money. I know people that have a lot more friends. I know people that have a lot more social activities. I don't know a single person, not a single person that's more blessed than I am. I'm the richest person I know because I gave everything to Jesus Christ and surrendered. And I have this amazing relationship with the Father. He gave me the most unbelievable relationship, redeemed all of the terrible garbage that happened in my life that I did to me, that my ex-wife did to me. Then gave me the most unbelievable restoration. God has promised and God has fulfilled every single promise. The first thing that he said to me about my children, when I said, Lord, how in the world can you allow me to leave my children in that situation and just be okay with it? And God just said, trust me. Every single visit. Now listen, I have not seen my children. I've seen them actually for a 2-week period over the phone right before I got married. 2 weeks before I got married, God allowed my children to basically sneak and contact me. I had not spoken to my children or seen them in this August. It will be 3 years this August since I had laid eyes on my children. In other words, I hadn't seen what my children looked like for 2.5 years. I never even saw a picture, Daniel. I hadn't heard from them since January 12th of 2015. I finally heard from them on like the 12th of March. They started contacting me. My one son took a risk. They got phones for Christmas. He contacted me. It lasted for about 3 weeks before they've gotten caught. And the mom shut them down again. Do you know it was the biggest blessing to me? Because let me tell you what I discovered. After 3 years of being separated and heartbreak and people saying, how could this be? How could God ever let this happen? You're the only one who can teach them to be godly. You know something? I had been teaching my children the truth about God as best I knew how right before the divorce. And after I started really seeking God and God began to really teach me, well, then I began to really teach my children. And every phone call was an opportunity for me to teach them about what I was learning about God. When they came for the summer, every single day we would do Bible study and talk about God before we did any playtime. These kids, I made them start memorizing some scripture. I taught them how to pray. I told them my vulnerabilities. I told them when I didn't have any money and they would pray with me. And I showed my children how to trust God. And do you know something, Daniel? 3 years of not being in their life, 3 years of having nothing but evil, them being told your father is the devil, your father is going to hell, your father is a worthless piece of crap. You're not using that word. Your father is this. You're going to be just like him when you grow up. 3 years of this from three adults, really two adults, the father, grandfather, and my ex-wife. Now, let me tell you something. I wouldn't have the ministry I had not God removed my kids out of my life for a time. I had to trust them with him. Do you want to do the very best thing you can do for your kids? Trust God for your kids, brother. You got to do your part. Put the oxygen mask on you. Don't worry about your kids. You can't do anything about it. God is going to take care of you. You can trust God. You can trust God. Brother, I have to go. I'm going to give you another message soon. Okay. I promise. Trust God. You cannot go wrong. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. God bless you, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.